like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray! Of, by, for.
Yeah, and that's for a very good reason. That is the title of the film we are reviewing this week. And this movie comes out today, Gateway Film Center.
You got it, yeah.
And by two local guys, Chad Monin and Chris Kay.
Yeah.
And it is about politics. They set out to, they interview average Joes and they interview political insiders, people who are a part of the machine. And what they find is everyone's opinions are kind of the same. They can all agree on one thing. It's not working.
The people they selected seem to be uniform in their agreement that both political parties are the same.
Right.
They're both driven by money.
My only thing is, this isn't revolutionary. Anyone who knows anything about anything knows that money is what...
Sure.
Is the motivator for everything when it comes to politics, you know, special interests, all of these things.
Well, who better than Jack Abramoff to tell us that lobbyists are legalized bribers?
Right. I mean, yeah. And that's what that to me was the most interesting part of this film is including someone who, is a criminal.
Probably the most notorious lobbyist of all time.
And then you have the whole discussion about different parties and the two-party system and whether it works or not. They interview Ralph Nader, and I always think, you know, love Ralph Nader or hate him, I always think he's very interesting. He's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
Here was my major flaw. And what, if it had been included, would have really, in my mind, changed my opinion of the movie. I don't care about the famous people. I thought the most interesting aspect of this movie are the people who are just your regular Joes, who these two guys go and they talk to on Route 66, and just your random person who's on the street to ask them what they think.
I had a note. Those random people were very articulate.
Right. So I wanted to know, who are they? What's their occupation? And where do they live? Who is this guy who's saying that he doesn't feel like he has a choice?
The producers are trying to give you the impression that these people have eventually become anonymous. The opinions given in this documentary almost all lean left, except for Newt Gingrich. And so that's where I find fault with it. Otherwise, I agree the process is very difficult, if not corrupt. I believe that politics is the business of buying power. I believe all of that. So I don't know what is new. You may have started this conversation out with the same thing. What's new here?
Well,
I understand it.
I think I would be much more interested in a discussion about solutions.
Sure.
And especially in this last election when there were no limits on who could spend, corporations giving money.
Yes, they snuck in some possibilities, like a flat tax. They talked a little bit about that. But mostly it was a description of the status quo and of the almost impossible situation that we are now in concerning power. And because of recent legislation that allows PACs to influence the political process. So these people in the beginning are disenfranchised. We then get people from the left, mostly, who are confirming that. So you have a Michael Moore situation for me where, I know where they're going. I know where they're going. And yes, that's where they went. And I have nothing new.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's the, you know, you and I totally agree on this. And I they used the questions they were asking, but you couldn't hear the question the interviewer was asking.
Good point.
You could hear the response because that person was mic'd up. You couldn't hear the question, which is so important in a documentary. I want to know, what did you ask this guy to get him to respond that way? I mean, we're having a discussion about it, so I think it's worth seeing.
Yes.
Supporting local filmmakers. I think it's one of those things where everything that has to do with politics of elections, we see in Ohio. It needed a little more maybe consideration and thought.
I think it's shocking enough as a documentary. Shocking in the sense that if you listen only to what they say, you would probably pack up your bags and leave for somewhere else. Because this political process is broken.
So do you want to give this one a grade? It's tough, right? How do you grade this?
It is very difficult. B to me is it got my attention.
Okay, I'm going to give it a C, and here's why.
Okay.
I think it was totally lacking in allowing the viewer to get a point of view. While this is a nice effort, I would like to see them try to tackle some things. I think they're good filmmakers. Something that's a little more, a little smaller scale and be a little more balanced. That's the problem with documentaries.
Anyway, I would have gone to see this just to see Dan Rather, who is one of my heroes.
Of course he is.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows, read reviews, WCBE.org.